Like that new tune. Thank you, Julie and Mike, for getting that up. And welcome, everyone, to the Search for Lawful Government show with Ron Avery at republicbroadcasting.org. And it is October the 28th, 2021. And I think at some point, Mark Anderson is going to call into the show. He's driving back to Texas from Michigan, I believe that's where he was, and so he'll probably call in. I know he has some cool things to talk about, or at least some of his research he's done, and it will kind of tie into what we're talking about today. Okay, Mark is here. Okay, oh, Mark's here. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Ron. I hope I'm coming through clearly. I am moving down the road in Missouri.
Okay, well, that's on the spot. This is a broadcast live from Missouri.
Yeah, I hope the background noise isn't too great. I'm not near an exit yet. I just heard a fantastic 88.5 FM broadcast from a Christian station. Although this isn't what I was going to share today necessarily, but three doctors were saying everything that you would want three doctors to say about COVID. It was very fantastic.
Very good. Well, I heard some stuff from my wife, too, over lunch about what a doctor in Tennessee has said about this, that there's not going to be any COVID vaccine mandates in Tennessee.
Mississippi... Evidently, Mississippi is following suit, as far as I can gather.
Very good. And that would be following Texas, too, because Governor Abbott's already come out and said there'll be no COVID-19 vaccines mandates in Texas. I think that's great.
Yeah, it is. What was particularly noteworthy is Dr. Peter McCullough is speaking in near Jackson, Mississippi, I believe Friday night. I caught him in Michigan a few weeks back and wrote about it for American Free Press. And a local paper also picked up some of my writing. But long story short, these three doctors today on this Christian station, 88.5 FM coming out of Southern Illinois, were even talking about the New World Order.
Oh, very good. Super. That ties in with what we're going to talk about today. And why don't you go ahead, since we've got a good connection. We can hear you really good. There's no background sound at all. Maybe you could tell us what you want to say today.
Oh, yeah. We were talking earlier, Ron, and this is in lieu of me having to do my Stop the Precious show here on RBN yesterday as a rerun because I was not in the right place. Tomorrow I probably can't go live either. I'll see, just for listeners out there. But I was thinking about Joe Biden, and this ties in with the vaccination thing too in its own way, thinking about Joe Biden going off to the COP26 conference starting October 31 and going through November 12th in Glasgow, Scotland. And this is where they're talking about the Paris Climate Agreement and having the largest gathering of foreign leaders in history on British soil, they're saying, and to get evidently to get America back into the Paris Climate Accord that Trump got us out of. And putting aside for a moment the details on that accord, what we were talking about, Ron, and I want to share with listeners live on the archive, is that Joe Biden is operating according to a different governmental system altogether. And some of the governors and some of the states, too, simply don't recognize Republican government, not Republican Party, but a Republican form of government, and they're operating a different form of government.
Correct.
And so when Joe Biden goes to Scotland, yeah, the Scottish thing is not really a gathering of national leaders. It might be that in a sense, but more so it's a gathering to where these leaders act unlawfully and not in accordance with the powers they've been delegated to operate a different governing system.
Yes, which would be unlawful.
I would contend, yes.
Yeah, not any old system is lawful, and it's recognized that way in Texas. You can't have any form of government you want in Texas. It has to be in the Republican form, and I was going to get into some of that, what that is today. Yeah, so any more on that, Mark?
Well, there's an interesting caveat to this. Down by Boca Chica, the site where SpaceX by Elon Musk claims it's launching these rockets deep into deep space, I'm skeptical of their accomplishments and their objectives and their abilities. But putting that aside, some of the county officials were talking about SpaceX would open up its own private cities. And this has been talked about by globalist groups where they would operate private cities and communities that operate by separate constitutional or separate legal strictures compared to our Republican form of government. But the Texas county officials, to their credit, said you can have your cities, but they have to operate according to Republican frameworks.
Yes, probably.
Under the Constitution of the... I'm sorry, under the Constitution of the state of Texas, in other words, you can have a privately created city, but you can't just run it any old way.
Righto, because you are on Texas soil. You're not going to change that. And we have a constitution of it, even though it's dissolved. The people only agreed to a Republican form of government from now on, forever.
Yeah, exactly. So to kind of wind this up for today without belaboring it, you know, when Joe Biden goes, he totally ignores the border of our country, which is in more of a state of crisis and dissolution than ever before, what's supposed to be a sovereign border. He not only doesn't do anything about it, he not only does not obey a judge's order to regain or reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy, where people applying for asylum would have to do it on the Mexican side of the border, and a judge ordered him to do that. Not only does he not do that, he also doesn't even go down there, doesn't stay in the country, and goes to this other governing body, at least in a sense it is, in Scotland, to get us into a climate accord for which he has no legal authority to do that.
You're absolutely right. So what he does is he abrogates his actual authority to enforce the border, to close the border, which is the lawful, legal thing to do, which he's been asked to do. He reneges on that and goes and tries to implement and pass into law or get into a treaty that is really unlawful. I mean, we don't regulate the temperature of the planet. I don't care what those people are doing. Regulation of the temperature of the planet, climate change, is not in the purview of lawful government. Lawful government protects the life, liberty, and possessions of the people, period, amen. And how are we to believe that you cannot protect the border or people's property within the state of Texas, but you can go off and try to make up some kind of crap about controlling the temperature of the planet? This is just insane. These people need to be rounded up and probably prosecuted and put in prison.
Yeah, it's a you're exactly right. It's an abrogation of duty, which steps right up to the line on treason, and he doesn't do what he's authorized to do, and does do what he's not authorized to do. I mean, it's a complete and total disregard for the well-being of the country that he is allegedly elected to lead, leaving alone the election anomalies for now from November 2020. So this guy, when you do that, you're no longer president of anything. You forfeited.
I agree with that. And it's just more evidence of continual dissolution or activity under a dissolved government. It's acting as a dissolved, tyrannical government. And the these people get away with this continually over and over and more simply because the people do not have a clear solution to this.
Because they don't understand the framework or the reality of what's happening, you can't find a solution if you don't know what's wrong.
That's right, and you're covered up with the tons of the violations. We pay attention to all what they're doing. All of our time is consumed with what tyrants are doing. What we should take some of that time and apply it to what we should be doing. How are we going to get back to having lawful government?
Yeah, exactly. Just one second. But just to wind up, to reiterate what I heard on that Christian station, 88.5 FM out of South Illinois, it was a Dr. Granger and a Dr. Howard and one other doctor. And this ties in, too, because another thing the federal government has zero authority to do is force people to take any kind of medical modality, potion, medicine, so-called vaccine. So besides going off to some ridiculous, pointless climate conference, this is another thing where Biden has zero authority.
Yes. Yes, and I heard about this other woman that her 16-year-old son was given a vaccine without her approval, and he actually signed the consent form underage, and they gave him a vaccine at his school. And she's hopping
mad. Oh, my goodness.
Mad. Yeah, she's totally hopping mad. They're probably going to get sued over this one.
Yeah, I mean, there's sort of an ironic sense of justice there. So unfortunately, sometimes these things have to happen to snap people out of their lethargy, to completely abrogate her parental rights. And he can't buy a bottle of beer unless he's old enough, but boy, he can go get an experimental shot, no problem.
Yeah, and they just ignore her parental rights, so she has them. And she didn't abrogate them. They didn't even ask her. They just went and did it. And that's why she is livid, man. They're going to get sued. I bet you $100 on this one.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. They would deserve it. But, yeah, it's encouraging to hear these three doctors today to kind of come full circle to speak out even against Bill Gates, and the words New World Order were used. And so Drs. McCullough and Robert Malone were mentioned, one of whom I've talked to, the other I've covered in person. And so things are looking up. Mississippi, Tennessee, like we say, are rebelling. Texas, too. Florida. What little we have left of our Republican form of government is extremely resilient, and that's the powers reserved to the states. And
yes.
Some states are worse off than others. Some might be dissolved in terms of their real republic workings. Others, I think, have some remnants left, or they're not dissolved. But I think we're seeing that the system Jefferson gave us is amazingly resilient, and we just have to make the effort. So thanks for having me call in today, Ron, just to kind of give listeners an update and share this new information.
You bet. My pleasure to have you on, and I'll carry it on from here. So thanks for calling in.
Yeah, have a great show, Ron.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Well, Well, that does tie in pretty good to what I was going to talk about, which was we have to know what the problem is if we're going to solve it. We can't just devote all of our time to exposing the criminal activity of tyrants. We do have to use some of our time to figure out how to deal with it. And even though, as Mark said, Thomas Jefferson and our founders gave us a resilient system, they did not give us an eternal system, as it was beyond them to do. But what they really gave us were eternal principles, principles that are not changed over time. And that is what is permanent, that we can build on. And even though they built most of the Constitution on those same principles of both the state and federal governments, governments or constitutions can become dissolved. And if it weren't so, then Satan has perfected tyranny upon the earth by creating constitutional government that is permanent and forever, no matter how many provisions are changed without the governed's permission. So it just gives tyrants carte blanche, and that we are eternally held in bondage to whatever they want to do. That is simply not constitutional government. That is the dissolution of constitutional government. That is when tyrants act without authority. And that's what makes them a tyrant. Any exercise of power without authority is tyranny. And when the whole government loses its authority by the alteration of only one provision, without the people's approval by amendment or their states respectively, that is dissolution. You don't have to do that with 10 provisions or 20 provisions or every provision, just one. And that shows you the importance of protecting a constitution, because all a constitution is a delegation of authority from the people to the government. And if the government cannot remain conformed to it, and they cannot abide by it, they cannot stay within its framework, and they actually pass laws that alter a provision of it without permission, that is dissolution. Now, they can violate these terms all they want to, and they can be tried in the courts and brought to justice. But they cannot alter a provision by law without amendment or approval. That's dissolution. That's when their courts have lost authority. You don't sue them in one of their courts anymore, because they don't have authority. None of them. That's time for new lawful government to be created. And that's where we've come to, folks. That's where we're at. We're either going to create new lawful government in Texas and the feds and throughout this country, or we're going to live under tyranny from now on. It's just that simple. Now, another thing that I want to bring up before the bottom of the hour, and I hope we get some callers in to discuss all this with. Let's see how much time. I got to look here to see how much time I got. Okay, I got about 20 seconds or so. Anyway, we're gonna finish talking about that and how they've messed up our language about what a republic is. They've got it equal to a democracy right now in many of these definitions that are commonly used. No wonder we can't keep things right if we can't even discern between democracy and a republic. So hang on, we'll be right back after this.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
That's a good sound. I can really get going with that. Thank you, Julie. Well, welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at RepublicBroadcasting.org. And this is one of the things I wanted to develop over the next few programs is one of the reasons we are so subject to all of this tyranny going on is that we don't really understand, or we're not being able to formulate anything that has power against them, whether that be a principle or a reality or something. It's hard to. It's been hard to develop something like that, or at least the people have not done so yet. But I think one of the critical factors is we need to demonstrate and show fundamentally with sound principles that this group, this international global group of tyrants, do not have authority to rule the world or any nation of it. They simply don't have it. And we should not be just listening or saying yes to every little thing. Somebody will say, well, you know, here's a UN accord on climate. Well, that's really something. No, it isn't. It's nothing. I mean, if we were to hear that Biden was coming back from a Rotarian meeting and he had new things that America should be doing and he was going to institute them, I mean, how do you respond to that? Well, the Rotarians have zero authority to do anything, and all their suggestions and wonderful stuff would have no bearing whatsoever on the state of Texas or the Union. Well, guess what? Same thing with the Union. I mean, same thing with the UN. That's just a club. That's a club of guys. Now, even though they do have and this is what makes them dangerous. This is how another way you can actually dissolve a government is by abandoning yours or by being absorbed into another one, such as the UN. It really is in essence, it's a government. It has an administrative they call them, I think, an administrator, but they have an executive branch. They have a legislative branch, and they even have a judicial branch. Well, that's really a government. But the catch about it is that nobody ever, they don't really have what you call a constitution. No nation in the world, no group of people in the world really authorized that. No group of people that had our authority authorized it. So it's just a club. And so is this other stuff that people run off to on the international scene for different kinds of meeting, Bilderberg and these other things. This stuff is just a club, a dinner club. Well, we don't need to be jumping up and paying a lot of attention to that. We just should say, so, you know, okay, Biden comes back from this big meeting. I think that's on the climate change. And he hears some stuff. Maybe he could report to us what they said. But that's not law. You're not making that law. Now, they're going to sign a treaty. Here's another thing about treaties. What gave anybody the idea that somebody, that a president can sign a treaty, and if it's got unlawful things in it that alter the form of your government, our government, and takes authority we did not give it, and do unlawful things that contradict our Constitution, that treaty isn't worth the paper it's written on, and that's the truth. So when are we going to start? And of course, the mass media will not bring up these issues. They just report on it like that's the thing, man. Here's the new thing. Well, it ain't the new thing at all, and it dang sure ain't the new government or the new form of government. So anyway, we'll be right back after these words, and maybe we'll take some callers if we have any. All right, thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Time has come today. Yeah, I do believe that. Time has come today to create lawful government once again, to prevent tyrants from continually destroying our property and the property of the world, pretending to do God's job of controlling the rotation of the earth, relationship to the sun, our climate, all of these things. Where did the people give our governing bodies authority to control the weather or climate? There is no such thing. Well, they have no authority to do that. They should be protecting our borders and our property and recognizing the correct form of government that we had. And since they've proven they can't do it and won't do it and hate doing it, we'll just have to create a new lawful government and they will be out. Well, anyway, we have a caller, and we don't want to keep him waiting any further. Bill from New Jersey, how you doing?
All right. Hi there. Bill from Jersey. We have a way of taking this government back now. I've been researching it about a little bit lately, called the American States Assembly. It's run by Anna von Reitz. Have you ever heard of her?
I've heard of the group, Jural. I've heard of them as the Jural Assemblies, yes.
That's right. Okay. Well, it's got a lot stronger. Back in the day, you know, people went sovereign all around the country and did their own thing, had lots of trouble, you know. But Anna brought in the assemblies to kind of bring it to another level. And what the deal is that we have three constitutions, and those constitutions were contracts with our contractees, which was our federal government. We, the people, contracted them to run government services for us. And what she's proven is that we are their employees, and of course they're acting like we are. It's the opposite, of course. But there's legal framework put together back in, of course, from originally on the Declaration of Independence straight through to the constitutions and the Bill of Rights. If you look into it, or anybody listening looks into this American States Assembly and looks up Anna von Reitz, you'll see that she already has in place 50 state assembly leaders. She's already putting together the jurists. She's already putting together all the committees. She's already sent letters to the Pope and to the Roman Pontiff areas, all of the other parties involved, that the American state assemblies are back. We are back to be able to run our country and take over our government. We have the legal right as this assembly. If anyone, again, I'm not an expert. I'm not even involved with these folks, but I know a bit. But they have a program right now set up where they can take over the government and put it back to where it used to be, run by the people. And it really is, if folks look into it, maybe the only way we can do this peaceably and take back what belongs to the people.
Oh, now I know who you're talking about. You've said it several times, and I understand it now. I could hear it clearly. Anna von Reitz, I believe is. I happen to know her. I've met her and talked to her at length on the phone and had a lot of internet correspondence with her. I didn't know she was the founder of this Jural Assemblies thing. I hear a lot about that from a friend of mine in Michigan. And I have not really gotten into it in any depth. I've just looked at it a little bit. And I can't really speak to much of it with any kind of knowledge of it to do it justice. So I can't really say anything myself about it. The thing she did talk about, in fact, I've live streamed her to one of my live stream sites. You can find she talked for about 2 or 3 hours. And there was a couple other speakers on there, but she alone brought in about 100,000 viewers, and I had more comments on that show than any other I've had. I had over 700 comments left by people that viewed it, so it's my leading live stream so far. Nobody has seen as many of my live streams as those that watched that one. So it's well traveled, but anyway, and I've watched her show even a couple of times after I live streamed her, and it's a little bit convoluted I'm not sure I know exactly what to do with that. It was kind of good information and history again, and we hear a lot of history from various peoples and their kind of interpretation of the history and what it did and how to go back. And that's one of those common things too, is to take back the country, go back, repair it, put a patch on it, that kind of thing. And it depends on how all you go about doing that, because if you're talking about using that government itself as the mechanism for repairing itself, I think it's already been pretty well proven that that's impossible, because these courts have lost. First of all, you're admitting that they have authority to do this stuff in the first place, which is shooting yourself in the foot. That's the same problem secessionists have. And then the other is that they exist now just to protect themselves. The whole judiciary system is just protecting the tyrannical provisions that have already been put in place. So it's just, yeah, I'm not dismissing it, but I'm just saying it'd take a lot of time of study, and I'm not sure even I could figure out exactly what to do with that. I think
courts part problem. The courts are, according to her, the courts are all set up under maritime law, and the way it was set up originally through the constitutions. Do you know that there is three constitutions by chance?
Well, see, that's another problem. I mean, you've got to figure out which one you got, if you got one at all, and you've got to have people to go along with that, to perceive that, and go to that. And I'm just saying those things are so convoluted that I think it's a hard sell, and I'm not even sure it's accurate. I don't know how our people of America had consented to three constitutions.
There were service contracts with the English and the Pope, and to do services for the people at that time. But the way to check it out is this AmericanStateNational.org, American States Assemblies. That's what you look up. I mean, if you could spend 20 minutes checking into it, you might see something, because it is a formation set up by them now to replace the government with something that's legal, that was legal way back then, and kind of march over. And also, one more thing, she's figured out a way. There's gold reserves that were put away in 1948 after the war, and China now is claiming a portion of those. And since they're claiming it, she's put in all claims for the American people to claim it, and claims that our assembly is back, the American people are back, we have it in all 50 states. And she's talking about coming out with a prepaid card for all the assembly members to pay their mortgages, to pay their utility bills, anything that comes in capital letters, which deems you as a corporation. And so, folks, it's getting to the point now where this is going to be maybe something monetarily beneficial to those who join this assembly. So something else to look into.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Bill. Appreciate the
You're
call.
Welcome, man.
And yeah, certainly people can look into that. I think now I know a little bit about what he was talking about, these three constitutions. And I think I remember Anna von Ritz. I think that's what she goes by. I don't really know her real name. I'm not sure that's it. But anyway, she talks about maybe she was talking about a three jurisdictions, a land jurisdiction, a maritime jurisdiction, and some other jurisdiction. I don't know. But I'm going to just tell you, it's complicated. And until we come to something that is simple and can grab hold of people, and it's immediately understood, it's perceivable, it's truth, and it's simple. That is one thing I do regret seeing, too, is that people want a way out. And when they see somebody get up and talk a bunch of history and this happened then and that happened that, and that's why we don't have this, and then we have six or eight constitutions, and we've become different kind of citizens, and we need to get the right citizenship and the right constitution, and well, nothing's been changed. We've been here we've been in abeyance. That's one of the things she says. We're in a state of abeyance. We haven't been dissolved, or we've just been put on the shelf, and we're going to take it back off the shelf and dust it back off. And I'm just telling, I hate to see people, another thing, not saying this is real, but I'm saying I have a suspicion that many people just get taken advantage of on some of these convoluted, complicated historical interpretation solutions, because it's just too easy to do. And just like the man said just then, Bill, I mean, there might be a monetary solution. Well, I've seen people follow these things throughout, and they end up on 10 years of probation. They get their stuff taken away, and it's just risky business. I advocate that you really know real well, and I'm not even sure Bill conveyed to me that he really understood all this real well. And it's not going to work, folks, until each individual can say, yeah, that's number one, and that's number two, and that's how it goes, and that's how it is, and that's the truth, and I'm willing to die for it. When you get that kind of thing, you can't defeat that. But anyway, we got a couple of more callers. I don't want to waste any more time jabbering my lips. Melissa from Maryland, how you doing?
Hi there.
Good to hear from you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. If this is off topic, do you want me to ask you or email you or call another time? You'll just have to tell me, okay? Because
sure.
This concerns the surveillance. This concerns surveillance. So should I proceed or call back some other time?
Well, if we skip this upcoming break, because we have another caller after you, and I'd like to take her as well. So can this be brief, or is this something big, long thing you need to discuss with me?
Well, it may take about 3 minutes. Do you want to take the other caller first and take me last? Do you want to do it that way in reverse order?
I think we can go ahead if we skip the break. I think Julie will skip it for us. So go ahead, Melissa.
That's up to you. Okay. Well, okay, this is a question about surveillance and shopping. Okay, and this is my question, okay? And, you know, if you want to take this another time, you just tell me to postpone it. Do you have a place where you're located? Like, okay, I'll just tell you what happens, okay, on the East Coast, okay?
Sure.
And just tell me when my time is up. I'll try to keep this down to 3 minutes, okay?
I'll tell
you. We have a Costco, we have a BJ's, we have a Sam's Club, okay? And occasionally they do promotions offering free membership, but usually you have to pay for a membership, whatever it is that they charge. And I'm assuming that everybody who shops there finds it worthwhile to belong, or else they wouldn't belong. And they have dirt cheap gas. You know, when you're a member, you can get gas from them that's usually like 10 or 20 cents below what the, you know, average price for gas is. But what I see happening is that you're trading in an incredible amount of, like, when you go into one of those places to check out, they don't allow you to simply use a courtesy card or use your phone number. You have to present your membership card in order to check out. And like one time I saw somebody get reprimanded, for lack of a better word, because they were willing to share their membership card with somebody else. And they were like, no, sir, you cannot share your membership card. That is your membership card and only you are allowed to use it. So my question to you is, in your opinion, these warehouse clubs, I think that's what they're called, the BJ's, the Sam's Club, the Costco's, and whatever else operates like that. Is it worthwhile to supposedly get the savings that they're offering in exchange for the surveillance that they're doing? Because there's no escaping that they are tracking what everybody buys and how much of it they buy. And I wonder, when you're buying in quantity, if you really are saving that much. You're saving yourself another trip out. But I wonder if you're really saving that much by buying in quantity. So I'm wondering if these warehouse clubs, with the surveillance that they do, with the tracking that they do, are all there chalked up to be, because they will even smack your hand if you try to lend out your membership club at the gas pump. They don't allow that anywhere. So I just kind of wonder, is joining them and belonging to them worthwhile for the surveillance that you receive and the surveillance that you undergo?
Yeah, well, okay. Thanks for that presentation. I think First of all, I don't think the membership club card has anything to do with the surveillance part of it. And I don't know if you want to join that thing. First of all, I wouldn't be letting somebody else use my membership card anyway. But
just to tell you, like when I go out shopping, like there's a CVS where I am. But I don't ever enter in my own phone number when I go to CVS. I usually don't use my phone number when I shop. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if they ask me to enter in a phone number, I'll do it, but it won't be my phone number. So, you know, that's my take on that.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure that you're asking me any where I would like to comment on things, or is it lawful or not? I'm not, you know, if some big warehouse wants to have a membership card or you can't shop there, I guess that's okay. I mean, I don't see that that's particularly unlawful. But, and surveillance, I think, that again, that's a different issue, and I don't know how much you're talking about there, but I'm not big on surveillance at all, and I'm not sure that that there's law for allowing companies to do a lot of surveillance on you. I mean, especially if it involves some kind of an implant, even in your clothes. I don't think you ought to have clothes that have been radio frequency emitters or transmitters on in your clothing. And I understand that's been tried before too, but. Other than that, I think some of this is just your personal preference. I used to be a member of a Sam's Club when I had a business I operated, but I haven't been since then. And I don't know. I guess I found it fairly beneficial, but and I even think we had to have a membership card back then too. So, but anybody could get them, and it wasn't any big deal. But anyway, I think it's a personal matter of what you've talked about so far.
Okay. Well, now So you don't really have an opinion of whether the surveillance or whether the tracking is an even exchange for what it is that we're supposedly saving by going to one of those places.
I don't think it is a form of purchasing. The way you phrased it is an even exchange. First of all, surveillance is not part of a purchase price. That's an entirely different issue. Purchase price has to do, is the thing of value, that are you paying the right value for the thing? And I don't think surveillance has anything to do with it at all. So, surveillance is a separate issue. That's either lawful or it isn't. And I would say it's not lawful. I don't care what the value of it is or what it has to do with purchasing your item. Nobody should be surveilling you at any time. So anyway, okay. All right. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
All right, Pat from Texas. You got a couple of minutes, really, not a lot, but how you doing?
Doing good. Thank you. I don't think we ought to be rushing in to take any kind of government that's going to give us something for being in it.
Does that make sense? I'm sorry. Restate that again.
I don't think we should be rushing into wasting any time looking at a government that's going to give us a benefit right away.
We shouldn't be.
I believe the Republic of Texas got involved with, they got insiders and ended up somebody getting killed, if you remember. Republic of Texas, they had it one time here.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you don't
you're
know.
Talking about the people that called themselves the Republic of Texas and back.
Right.
Yeah, back in the 1995, something
even,
like that. Yeah. Yeah.
They even published magazines, you know. And you think,
yeah,
all this money
I'm familiar with the group. I've met some of them. Some of the people that are still in the organization called the Republic of Texas were there at that time, yes, too. So I know some of these guys. But what are you saying about it? I'm sorry.
I'm saying I don't think we should be wasting our time right now on anything like that, because like I said, if they're going to give you a benefit right away for joining, I believe money is what happened to them in Republic of Texas. And, of course, it was the feds. The federal government was doing it. And we, you know, as bad as the intrigue is nowadays, I think we'd spend more time, we'd get more done by praying to God instead of going in and looking into all these things going on. Now, there's a lot of them that are ready to take over. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I know that there are some different entities out there that have different plans. I don't think any of them are calling for, kind of bloodbath of any kind or a war.
No, however,
I think some of them have done things inadvertently that may lead to that by not really thinking about the real principles behind this. Many of them simply don't know principles, and they are romantically drawn to history of the past, and they like the sound of a Declaration of Independence for the Republic of Texas and a Declaration of Independence for the Southern states. That's all they really know is the history. They never really spent much time with principles upon which things are designed and built upon. So rather than going for principles in a new way that has never been done before and stated in a correct and powerful way, then you end up just repeating the past. And first of all, you won't get any followers. I don't think those people have enough following to do anything. So, I wouldn't worry about it too much. I think tyranny will rock right along until the people do come up with something that is sound, clear, and simple.
Well, I say until we're willing to sacrifice the time to sit down and write letters, handwritten letters, to the ones we've already spent a lot of time and money electing, and the judges and all that sort of thing, until we're willing to do it. We're just not organized. See, and you can't keep anything you're not organized to do.
Well, Pat, thank you for the call, but we've run out of time, and so I'm going to have to cut you short there. Anyway, yes, I don't have much faith in writing letters to these folks anymore. I mean, I think it's pretty clear they're tyrants and don't get it, and that's a waste of time, too. But anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in, and thanks for calling. And thank you, Pat, for calling, and Melissa and Bill. And tune in next Tuesday, and we'll try to tackle this stuff again. All right. See you next time.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.